season. Toby, what's your confidence level? Commanders get the dub this weekend.
8 out of 10. There are definitely scenarios. It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But I'm pretty confident this team is going to come out and give a good performance, give their best effort. And I think everything's on the Commanders on Sunday. If they play well, they win the game.
Toby says everything's on the Commanders. If they play well, they win the game. What does Rusty in Delaware say? Rusto, what up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
What's going on, man?
So my confidence level is high, too. I'll match that, Toby. I'll be an 8 out of a 10. I think the keys to the game are the defense can't give up any big explosive plays. I'm really interested to see what the secondary is going to do. I think there's a lot of promise in that. And I also think that McLaurin must score. And I have a really cool scenario, if you don't mind me sharing. JP, you know, I sit down there, 110, row 10. There's a lot of activities there in the end zone. And typically when there's a celebration at halftime, things kind of start getting going before the end of the half. I'd love to see Terry score in our end zone with Santana there getting ready to go out for the Ring of Fame ceremony. And that would just be icing on the cake of the first half in the offseason. Commanders win 34-14. Let's go.
There you go. I like it, Rusty. Thanks, buddy. Love 20, to see Terry in the end zone.
20-point victory and his confidence level is only 8 out of 10. What would it be if it were 10 out of 10?
Eli's in D.C. Eli, how confident are you?
I'm very confident. Thanks for taking my call, fellas. I don't know if we take doing half, maybe like 8.5, 8 to 8.5. I feel like in the early part of the season is where the raw elite athletes they show big time as teams try to adjust and get just prepared on what it looks like when you're facing other guys. And I just think, like, for an example, you saw Jalen Hurts put his team on his back because I think early Dallas came out with a little bit more than I think that they thought that they could give them in certain aspects. So you saw him be able to just put, with his athleticism, just put the team on his back and score to, situationally. I said, wow, how he's able to calm the waters. And I think we have that type of situation at quarterback. When you have that player, it's just like I like our elite athletes. I like Debo and Terry, what they can bring. I like athleticism at on the line. I think Bates is going to be real helpful for us in his first week because that's six guys right there. You talk about a front seven. If we can get our line and Bates to take care of six and then run Debo and run some different guys at that seventh guy, I think we can start really bleeding into their secondary and really start messing them up. So I'm excited, man. I'm really just excited to see our athletes be elite and perform at a high level because that's what this time is about. They're going to get there. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, buddy. I'm not going to say what Wes wrote down for line one. Jesus is on the line from Arizona. Jesus, what's your confidence level, bro?
What's going on?
Hey, man, first time caller. Love the show, guys.
Appreciate you, man.
But I'm a 10.
10? A freaking 10?
10. 10, easy.
10, easy. Why?
Come on, man. It's time. JD5's the difference.
There you have it. Thank you, Zeus.
When's the last time, not in my lifetime, certainly, that you can go into a game and you say you're confident and then just say two words and it's the quarterback's name? Like, in my lifetime, you've never been able to go into a game, even against the worst team in the NFL, whatever. What, like, you couldn't do it with Kirk. You couldn't do it with RG3. You're not going to step in and go, oh, yeah, 10 out of 10 confidence. Why? Jaden Daniels. You can say it now.
You don't think there was a period of the Robert era where people were saying that?
Maybe when they were going on their win streak, but certainly not after 2012.
Yeah. The 91 team, you weren't around for it, Toby, but you felt extreme confidence every week, but it wasn't necessarily ripping. It was just the organization. It was just they were just such a freight train.
Yeah, one of the greatest teams of all time.
Right. Let's go to my guy Zeke. Zeke was at MGM last night. Zeke, what up, man?
Hey, what up, JP? Yeah, I had a great time, man.
Yeah, it was good to see you, man.
It was good to see you guys as well. And I was glad that the Cowboys kept it close because I made a little money last night. I give it about an 8 out of a 10. I'm confident, but it's a divisional game. You see what happened with the Eagles-Cowboys last night. The Cowboys came out with a little bit more fire than I thought they would. And I'm thinking the Giants will come out with a little bit more fire, But we have JD 5. That's the difference in the whole game to me. I think it'll be close, and I think we'll win because of him. Oh, one other thing, JP.
Yo.
Go ahead and put your mortgage payment on the Terps, man. Malik ain't nothing but the truth.
I love it. I love it. I don't know if my wife agrees, but I love it. Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate you, bud. White Brian, give me the first half line for Commanders Giants. Let's go to Nicole is in Arlington. What's up, Nicole?
Hey, how's it going? First time caller, avid listener. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And let me be clear. When I say the boys are talking ball, that's just like people, not just boys.
Thank you. So my confidence level is an 8, but I have some thoughts on the game from last night and what I'm looking for on Sunday. So first, I have a different take on Dak and CD. I think that the first half, Dak threw it behind CD almost every single play. CD was absolutely amazing, and it was totally due to the fact that he created just yards of separation, and he really made Dak look good. It obviously fell apart after the weather delay, but Dak threw terrible balls, and CD really picked up his mess for most of that first half. But in that same vein, the secondary of the Eagles was awful. So they have a lot of people that are out or traded, just a lot weaker than I expected. But I have no question that our offense is going to be fantastic, but I still do have questions about our defense. I know we've made a lot of moves, but this game on Sunday with New York, I think, will kind of dictate how the rest of the season's going to go.
Thank you, Nicole. It's going to be fun. Nicole's confident. You know who doesn't throw the ball behind his receivers?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. Thank you, Nicole. Let's go to Shane is in New York. Shane, how confident are you, dude?
I'm by JP. Hey, look, I'm about 7 out of 10, man. It's still the Giants, right? Every time we play them, it's like the old SEC. You got to throw the records out. Every time we play them, they almost should have won. They had some questionable calls there with the field goal, with the offsides. Like, they give us a fit. It doesn't matter. But I do think number 5 is going to be back there, and he's going to take us to victory. But I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like a 27-21, defensive struggle. But you know what? The secondary, like the coach said, I'm curious about the secondary and see what they do. I ain't worried about the offense. The offense is going to do their thing. I'm worried about that secondary and that old defense.
Appreciate you, bud. Thanks, Shane.
Are you buying? Because the secondary was probably, in terms of at training camp, maybe not in the preseason games, but at the practices, they were a standout group. Are you buying that the secondary is good, or was that McLaurin's not on the practice field and they're going against Chris Moore?
I don't know. I don't know that one, Toby, because McLaurin and Noah Brown weren't there, and a lot of those dudes aren't on the team and probably aren't on other teams.
Yeah.
But I really like what I saw from Trey. We've seen Mikey do it on the field, and I think Lattimore looks fully healthy. If you're on hold, stay there. It's B. Mitch and Finley.